Good morning, starshine. The Earth says hello.
What day is this?
It's Tuesday.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Look at the calendar.
Work means stress.
Yeah.
Let's get to work.
Okay, but first,
I need some coffee.
Today is Tuesday, then.
What? Put on a show?
Boy, we'd need a microphone for that.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
We're on the air.
Huh?
You're on the air.
Showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, if that doesn't get you going, I don't know what will.
That's right.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday on a foggy morning. You really can't see much out there, so be very careful.
Yes. I know there's already a few crashes out there up in Lexington on the on-ramp. There's a rolled over street sweeper.
I know. It reminds me of that movie by Stephen King called The Mist. I don't think that's going to happen today.
Yeah. But you are weird.
I know.
We got a great show coming up today.
We do?
Yeah.
I don't
you know
believe
why?
You.
You know why? You might not have known this, but it's International Rosé Day today.
No.
So all day.
Rosé all day. I had some rosé yesterday and the day before and the day before
Every
that.
Day is rosé day for you.
In the summer, for sure.
Yeah. And, you know, more sharks down
Oh, my
the
God.
Cape.
Right? Don't go in the water, anybody.
We'll tell you about the sighting yesterday, and Hank was down in Nauset. And there, oh, there
oh,
you
there's
go.
A couple
there's
of
a couple sharks.
Sharks. I would lose my mind.
I
mean, I just
cool.
would be like, no, thank you.
We also have, talking about vacations, you and I vacation differently.
Oh, my God. We would be so divorced.
Yeah. We'll talk about it after 7 o'clock. Do you plug in or unplug for vacation?
Yeah, it's a great debate, and I think that it probably divides families and friends and coworkers.
It's a good thing we don't vacation together.
Phew, thank God.
And we, of course, have your chance at $1,000 from Century Bank.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, we're going to play again in about 10 minutes, a grand in 60 seconds. Got a Brian Bellbuster, the Dirty Laundry coming up at 7:45.
Yeah, we have an update on Aretha Franklin. We also have when sitcom stars die... Sitcom stars get together and what they do.
Oh.
Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff.
Okay.
It's good stuff.
All right, all that and more coming up right here on The Lauren and Wally Show.
105.7 WROR, The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
All right, it's time. Let's meet our player. Okay, this is Caitlin Bagden from Milford. Caitlin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Excellent. Now, Caitlin, you are a full-time nanny and a student.
I am, yes. Busy girl.
Yeah, and you think you can win a grand in 60 seconds from Century Bank, huh?
I'm going to try.
All right, here's what's going to happen. LBF has 10 questions, and you have 60 seconds to answer all 10 questions. You can say pass. We'll go back as time allows, but you need all 10 questions correct within the minute to win the $1,000 from Century Bank. Is everybody ready here?
I'm ready.
You're ready, LBF?
Yep.
All right, here we go, Caitlin. 3, 2, 1.
What's 4 plus 10?
14.
On which popular website do users send tweets?
Twitter.
What is Tiger Woods' ex-wife's name?
Oh, my God. Pass.
What board game replaced Suspect Mrs. White with Dr. Orchid in 2016?
Clue.
MMA is the acronym for what full contact combat sport?
Mixed martial arts.
Seoul is the capital city of what country?
Pass.
What is the name for the upper arm bone found in humans?
Pass.
Which actress played the character Annie Reed in Sleepless in Seattle?
Meg Ryan.
Who is known as the Queen of Soul?
Pass.
Who said, I only regret that I have one life to lose for my country?
And it was Ellen Norgren or whatever her
yes,
name
yes, yes, it was. All right, I'm going to give you that.
Oh
there
God.
You go.
So
all right.
Hard. You're under pressure.
I know. You had five. That was
yeah,
good.
But you did really well.
Bad.
All right, Seoul is the capital of South Korea. The all humerus right. is the name for the upper arm bone found in humans. Aretha Franklin is the Queen of Soul. And the guy who said, I only regret that I have one life to lose for my country, it was Nathan Hale.
Yeah, wow. I never would have gotten that.
Yeah, history class, you know.
Exactly.
All right, but don't worry. Don't worry, we have a consolation prize
we
for
do?
You. Yes, Caitlin, You have a family four-pack of passes to the Marshfield Fair running August 17th through the 26th. Visit marshfieldfair.org for a calendar of events and to purchase tickets now. Think you have what it takes to play Grand in 60 Seconds? Enter to be a contestant right now at WROR.com, and you could be the next one to try to win $1,000 thanks to our friends at Century Bank.
Good job, Caitlin.
Very good job.
Thank you. I'm excited for the four-pack. I can take my nephew.
See, there you go.
Nice.
There you go. And you're a nanny. You can just take them all. There you go. Have a great time.
Yeah, right?
All right. Thanks, Caitlin. Great job.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
All right. Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's foggy. It's rainy. Look out there. We got your 620 men from Maine here. And just a quick reminder that the WROR Summer of Free Tickets continues at 8:05 this morning. With your chance for Water Country tickets, okay?
Oh, exciting.
All right, here's your Men from Maine. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Aoife's dog has been acting up, and he's had it.
You know, Lim, I've really had it with this dog of mine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he'll chase anyone on a bicycle.
Ooh, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I guess the only answer is to take away his bicycle.
Oh.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
All right.
All right. Can you tell the plot of an entire movie using just 13 songs? James Corden and Ariana Grande can. We have the clip coming up next. It's
Ooh.
Awesome.
Oh, I wonder what movie it was. All right. 105.7 WROR. It's the Lorne and Wally Show. Brian Bell here. Lauren Beckham Falcone right over there. Okay. What movie did James Corden
and Ariana Grande?
And they
told the whole movie in 5 minutes using 13 songs.
Wow.
Titanic.
Oh,
and they
that
did
one
it.
Needed to be shortened.
Exactly. You want to hear a clip?
I do.
It's amazing. Here you go.
I'm sailing away.
Good choice.
Yeah.
Come sail away. Come sail away. Come sail away.
Okay.
I get that.
Yeah.
You're a rich girl. You go too far. You know it don't matter anyway. Ice, ice, baby.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Ice, ice, baby.
Oh, my God.
We're going down.
Oh, my God. This is amazing.
There's no room for me up on that door, baby.
Well, of course.
Yeah, you got to do this one.
Big finish.
You know, James Corden really likes to sing.
He really likes to sing and be in every movie made.
Do you think, it's so true, do you think this is going to be the new Carpool Karaoke?
That's a good possibility.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Do a movie in 13 songs.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
All right.
That was fun.
Well done. All right, coming up in about 15 minutes or so.
That awkward moment in the emergency room with your dad. It happened to me on Saturday, and I got to tell you the story.
No. Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. God, I'm so glad that song's over.
You're not supposed to say that out loud.
It's LBF. It's Brian Bell, Lauren, and Hank are on vacation. Okay, so here's what happened. On Saturday morning, my father was feeling a little dizzy.
Oh, no.
And so he decided to go to the emergency room at Norwalk Hospital. And so Saturday morning, I wasn't doing anything. So I went with I joined him there. So he's in the emergency room. And my mom's there, and the nurse comes in. And the nurse turns to my father and says, okay, Bruce, we're going to run down the list of medications you're on, you know, because they have to go through that first.
Right.
And so this guy, and he's on a lot because he runs on a lot more than Dunkin' Donuts. So she starts naming them, and then he has to confirm. And so this is taking a little bit. And I'm sitting there, to, you know, I'm concerned about my father's health, but I'm also really, really concerned that she's, the whole time I'm like, this and that and the other thing. I'm like, please don't say Viagra. Please don't say Viagra. Please don't say Viagra. Please don't say Viagra. Of course, then after she gets through the list, I'm like, I confess to the nurse.
Big,
I'm like,
big sigh.
Oh, she's like, well, what's wrong? I'm like, I was just so hoping you weren't going to say Viagra. And she's like, smiles and says, well, if I was going to say it, I would use the generic name. And yeah. And she said something like, it was like,
Sildenafil?
How do you know what sildenafil is?
A friend told me.
Oh, really? What friend?
Lauren. He told me you can get it at Johnson Compounding and Wellness.
Oh, so anyway, just so you know, they use they use that. So if you are in the emergency room with your dad and they say sildenafil, you might want to just go out and
That's
take
why
a
you should
break.
Leave the room, maybe go get a coffee.
Exactly. Anyway.
Okay, well, good. You are...
I'm a terrible daughter.
Some kind of messed up, let me tell you. All right, hey, quick look at sports for you. You know, the Sox were off last night, and they still picked up a half a game on the Yankees because the Yankees surrendered 5 home runs and lost 8-5 to the Mets in a makeup game last night. So now the Red Sox are a full 10 games ahead of the Yankees for the AL East. They have a 2-game set with the Phillies starting tonight in Philadelphia, and that'll be good. Yeah. They're playing great ball right now, so this is great. Quarterback Tom Brady was sporting a new helmet in practice this week.
Do you really need to say quarterback?
Yeah, I know, right?
I mean, I think
just
we know
reading.
At this point. Yeah.
Thanks. I'm gonna editorialize all your news now.
Okay.
Anyway, he's wearing a new helmet in practice this week, and it features a change that isn't required in NFL helmets until next season. So everyone's saying, oh, he's definitely going to be playing next season, too, because people are grasping at straws. When is Tom Brady going to call it quits?
I think he's just being a trendsetter on better, you know?
Well, maybe it's a better helmet. Why not start using it a year early?
Yeah, that's what Tom Brady does.
Yeah, he's just
protecting the
brain.
He's an early adapter.
That quarterback of ours. Actually, tomorrow, are we going to talk to the guys? Dave Wedge, is Dave coming in
here? Oh, yes, Dave Wedge and Casey Sherman, they have a new book out all about Tom Brady and Deflategate, and it's they're doing a book signing at the Pru tomorrow, so we have them in exclusively. We're very excited.
Excellent. So we'll find out about that tomorrow, and preseason game on Thursday against the Eagles, a little Super Bowl rematch.
Where is it?
At Gillette.
Ugh.
So don't go to
Trader Joe's.
Okay.
Thank you.
Coming up, your Brian Bell Buster. This morning, it's brought to you by Citizens Bank, and I'm going to call Debbie. Her neighbor actually wanted me to get her for her birthday, and so I called her because her kids have been having a lemonade stand, and I don't think they have the right permits.
We're kind of cracking down on some of these businesses.
I'm sorry. You're cracking down on what exactly? Like, are you saying that my kid selling lemonade for 25 cents a cup is a business?
It's an exchange of goods and services for money. That's a business. Have you had any of the health inspectors out to check out those lemons at all?
Oh, my God. Like, are you not allowed to have a lemonade stand at your house?
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show.
Hello.
The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Alicia wants to get her neighbor Debbie a nice Brian Bell Buster for her birthday. So I called Debbie about the possible illegal lemonade stand she's been running.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Debbie.
This is Debbie.
Hi, Joe Quimby from Town Hall here. Debbie.
Oh, hi.
We've been calling in your neighborhood. There have been some kids setting up a lemonade stand up in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Is that your kids doing that?
Yeah, I have 2 kids. It was hot, so I told them they could set up a lemonade stand. Is there an issue?
We were notified just because it seemed like you guys were doing some good business there. You had a few cars stopping, even getting some lemonade from the kids.
Well, I mean, yeah, it was like the couple of the neighbors stopped by. They did well. They were excited.
We noticed traffic issues in the area, and if you're going to do that again, you might need to call down to the police department and get a detail so they can put an officer out there to direct traffic. They get like $65 an hour, so if you want to notify them before you do that again, that would be great.
Wait a second. What?
Well, yeah, we don't want it to cause a traffic issue.
There was not a traffic issue. I mean, we're in a, like, small street. Like, there wasn't a traffic issue. There was, like, a couple of neighbors that were driving home from work that stopped. I mean...
Yeah, well,
Well, public safety.
Holding up any traffic.
Public safety. Got to be safe. We are kind of cracking down on some of these businesses in town that are kind of going under the radar. You know, kids selling lemonade. I know there were some kids in your neighborhood cutting lawns. We're talking to their parents, too. And these girls going door to door selling cookies. We're kind of cracking down on some of these businesses.
I'm sorry. You're cracking down on what exactly? Like, are you saying that my kid selling lemonade for 25 cents a cup is a business?
Yeah, well, it's an exchange of goods and services for money. That's a business. Do you have a permit to operate that business?
Since when do you need a permit to have a lemonade stand at the end of your driveway, sir?
Yeah, I mean, you're in a residential area, so there's a fee for, like, the business permit and everything.
Wait a second. This is not a business, sir. It's like kids selling lemonade. We're basically, like, the price is basically, like, a joke. It's not, they're not gaining really any money. It's just something to do. The kid down the street is mowing his lawn. Like, does he have to get a permit too and like a cop detail? Like, this is insane. Like, when did these rules and regulations go into effect?
Have you been to a town meeting lately? Well, and the kid doesn't need a detail to mow the lawn. I mean, he just needs the business permit. Have you had any of the health inspectors out to check out those lemons at all?
Like, are you not allowed to have a lemonade stand at your house?
Well, once you start charging money for it, it does become an issue. You might want to check with the IRS, too.
What is your name, sir?
Do you have an FID number?
What is your name, sir?
That's Joe Quimby.
Joe Quimby?
Yeah, Joe Quimby.
Who is your superior?
I'm just down here in the town clerk's office. That's it, the town clerk's office, yeah.
And that is your job, to call people and tell them they need a health inspector for their lemonade stand? Are you out of your mind, sir?
Can't be too careful when serving the public.
Oh, my God. We're not serving the freaking public. We're serving our neighbors down the street who want a little drink from a little kid.
Did you happen to give any lemonade to your neighbor, Alicia?
I don't know. Maybe her kids were outside, too. Like, how do you know that my neighbor is Alicia? What are you, stalking my whole life?
No, Debbie, but Alicia called me, Brian Bell, here at the Lauren and Wally Show.
Oh.
This is a Brian Bell buster. She just wanted to wish you a happy birthday, Debbie.
I love your show. Oh, my God. I'm like, Alicia, is she? I'm going to kill her. She told you to call me. I'm like freaking out right now.
I would raise the price on her lemonade next time, okay?
Yeah, really, really. Oh, my God. When you said health inspector, I was like, about my head was going to explode.
Hey, and thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show on WROR.
Thank you. I love you.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
All right, well, half of us are here. Brian Bell here.
LBF here.
And, you know, I just got back from vacation, and I walked in. I was telling LB about our little
rental
we did down the Cape, and it was great. Nice spot. Close to the beaches. We had a nice time. But, basic cable.
Basic cable.
It was awful.
I can't believe that you even watch TV.
Well, I mean, the Red Sox were on. I wanted to watch the Red Sox. This basic cable didn't even have Nesson. But luckily,
it's my favorite kind of basic cable.
Luckily, I brought my iPad and a cable to hook that up to the TV. I brought my Roku. I had all that. There was Wi-Fi, so I have the Nesson Go app. I plugged that into the TV so we could watch the Red Sox.
You're kidding me.
No.
You brought all that stuff on vacation?
Then my wife wanted to watch Real Housewives, but there was no Bravo.
Oh.
How's that for basic?
That's pretty basic cable.
So we had to watch that on the Bravo app. And then I had, another one, HGTV. I mean, how can you be down at the beach and not watch Beachfront Bargain Hunters, right?
I can't. So I went on vacation a week before you.
Yeah.
And I didn't turn on the TV once, and I disabled the social media apps on my phone.
Oh, God, that sounds like a nightmare.
No, it was great. I read three books. I completely unplugged. I think I checked into Facebook once or twice or something like that, because I feel like that's the only communication in the world at this point. Texted a couple of relatives, but that's it.
My wife read a lot of books, but then, like, we'd go out to the beach all day,
yeah,
and we'd come back, and my kids, you know, I have like a Kindle and an iPad, and like they kind of go into their separate corners. That's kind of nice.
I have to say, though, it's way easier to unplug when you don't have kids. Lucy went to camp and we went on vacation.
Oh, see, that's nice.
So that's the thing.
I would love to be able to sit and read a book.
Would you?
Yeah. I do enjoy reading a book.
Really? What was the last book you read?
The Whitey Bulger book.
Oh, well, that's pretty impressive, but it was like 7 years ago.
That's about when I read it. Because when I'm on vacation and the kids are there, it's like I'll read a page of a book and then they'll be like, I want a drink, so I'll get him a drink, and then I'll read the same page again. And then they're like,
"That is very true." It's easier just to watch TV, but I think it's like the best when you can really just unplug and not pay attention to anything except what you're doing, the ocean, whatever, from the indoors. I would go crazy if I can never vacation with you because
really?
I would be like, turn the TV off.
All right, let's go outside.
No, I would not want to even go outside either.
Well, then, what are we going to do? Hey, read this book.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. I guess we're not going on vacation.
No, nope,
I'll have
we're
to go
not.
With my family.
Oh, darn.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's Peter Gabriel right here on the Lauren and Wally Show. WROR. Brian Bell here. Lauren Beckham Falcone.
Good morning.
Over there. It's time for your 720 Men from Maine. Everybody ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, here you go. And don't forget, you can still support the Pan Mass Challenge with our Men from Maine A to Z for PMC kids book that we did. A couple of drawings by us, but mostly the drawings are all by the kids over at the Jimmy Fund Clinic at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, and that's where all the proceeds go. We help them out.
Just in time for school.
That's right. Get your alphabet book. It's good. Get yours at WROR.com. All right, here's your Men from Maine.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Aoife calls Doc Sider with an alarming emergency.
Hello, this is Doc Sider.
Hey, Doc, this is Aoife, and I've got an alarming emergency.
Oh, what is it, Aoife?
Well, my old horse, Spunky, just broke his leg, and I don't know what to do.
Well, in a case like this, the best thing to do is just shoot the horse.
Shoot Spunky?
That's it. Call me back tonight. Let me know how it went.
Well, okay.
Later that evening, we hear...
Hello?
Doc, Aoife's here.
Oh, Aoife, how'd it go today with Spunky?
Well, frankly, Doc, I don't think we did the right thing.
No, why not?
Well, now, Spunky's got a broken leg and a gunshot wound.
Thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
What the f*** is that?
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy f***.
105.7 WROR.
All right, coming up next right here on the Lauren and Wally Show.
Another close encounter with a shark off the Cape.
It's always Shark Week on the Cape.
It is. It's scary. They're getting bolder.
Maybe they're just hungry. All right, coming up next. And first,
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Brian Bell here, Lauren Beckham Falcone there. It's the Lauren and Wally Show. And, you know, I was on vacation on the Cape, and we went down to Chatham. I went to the Atlantic Great White Conservancy.
It was indoors, right?
It was indoors, but they had a cool, like, 3D thing with the sharks. You could swim with the sharks virtually.
Yeah.
They had a shark cage. We bought some T-shirts, support the cause, right?
Yeah.
It's like a little tourist industry now.
Yeah, it sure is.
I mean, of all the places on the Cape, we were staying down there. We're like, let's go to Chatham because that's where all the sharks are.
And then they show Jaws, I think, in that little movie theater
on
Mondays or something. And yeah, it is. It's one of those things where it's a total tourist attraction. When I was on the Vineyard, the Jaws Bridge, people, you know, they don't see actual sharks, but they do in Chatham. And wow, this is amazing what happened 2 days ago.
Yeah.
There were these fishermen in off kind of the elbow of the Cape.
Yeah.
Shoal Island or something like
that.
And
a Monomoy.
And they were fishing for striper. Apparently, striper is to sharks what ringdings are to me. Because they tend to really want them. So badly, in fact, that the shark, not only did the shark take the striper off the fishing line, it breached to do it. Which is like a, hey, how are you doing?
Well, I mean, this happened to our...
A week ago.
Yeah, Greg Skomel, the shark researcher.
He was on the, what do you call it?
The pulpit?
The pulpit of the boat. That thing at the end of the boat that you don't want to go on, that Richard Dreyfuss didn't want to go on. So he was standing on, trying to tag a shark, and the shark breached underneath.
You know, during Shark Week, we could watch Air Jaws and all that stuff.
Yes.
And it seems like they're starting to do it around here now.
They're like Megs.
Okay, listen to this, okay? This is like, I don't know, maybe 10 or 12-year-old kid with the fishing rod on the back of the boat in Monomoy 2 days ago. Listen.
It's not letting me pull the line. Come on, Dad. Come on.
Come
that's what I would probably
say, too. That's pretty much what you
said.
Yeah, it's just, I mean.
It's kind of exciting and cool, though.
It is, you know, it is. And if you are, you know, on the boat and safe.
Yeah.
But it just makes me a little crazy to think that you would not be on a boat.
Before I went on vacation, Hank was asking me, he's like, are you going to go in the water? Mm-hmm. And I was like, maybe not. But we went in the water, but we went on the bayside where there haven't been as many. Out on that national seashore where it's kind of right up against the ocean. Nauset,
they're everywhere.
I might not go out there. A friend of mine, actually,
last week,
her son was the kid who like shut down Coast Guard Beach because he spotted a great white chasing a shark, like two waves from the break.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, it's like not that far.
You could not pay me any amount of money to go past my ankles on the Cape Cod seashore. You couldn't. I'd be like, no, thank you. I mean, Lucy, and the problem is Lucy, my daughter, loves to swim in the ocean.
Yeah.
And that's when I recruit Dave.
Have you like, showed her Jaws?
Not yet.
Yeah, I might do it. Might do it. But, hey, if you are on vacation down there, stop into the Atlantic Great White Conservancy. It's kind of cool.
I
got a hat.
Awesome.
I got
a
shirt.
Hat?
I'm
awesome.
Ready to go. So there
it's
you go.
It's very, very safe.
Very safe. It's very inland. Okay. So there you go. All right. Coming up, LBF has your 745 Dirty Laundry.
What Marvel superhero, or at least the guy who plays it, loves gin so much, he just bought a distillery. That's my kind of boy.
Wow. That guy really likes gin.
Yep. Oh, 105.7 WROR. It's LBF. It's Brian Bell. It's Dirty Laundry.
All right.
This is brought to you by Floor and Decor. And I've got some Aretha Franklin updates. We've got when 80s sitcom stars hang out together. Somebody got married. But first, what Marvel comic actor loves gin so much he bought a distillery? Now this,
wow, honey, I'm going out to get some gin.
Yeah, exactly. This is amazing. You know who it was? Ryan Reynolds. Reynolds was on Jimmy Fallon last night, and he told him how he ended up being the owner of Aviation Gin.
The whole thing's been an amazing learning experience, but I sort of got to trust your gut on this kind of stuff. I mean, 11 years ago, I remember reading a Deadpool comic and feeling like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime connection. And then a few years later, I met my wife, and I was like, oh, I guess a once-in-a-lifetime connection can happen twice. And then we had our children, and that's when I realized that I love gin. I took the passion. I went deep with the passion, right? So that's when I bought Aviation Gin.
That's fantastic, dude.
Yeah, I mean, he bought a stake in the company, and gin goes well with steak, actually. But so he did that in February of 2018, but that's pretty cool. And actually, Aviation Gin, we met the distillers years ago. They came in here and gave us some gin, and I have an Aviation Gin t-shirt someplace.
Really?
Or maybe I left it someplace after too many gins.
Okay.
Okay, so Mrs. Garrett, you know, Charlotte Ray's funeral was the other day, and she obviously was the...
That's the facts of life.
Garrett and the facts of life. And Natalie and Tootie went to the Mrs. Garrett's memorial, and then they spent the day together.
You got
to
take the good, you take the bad.
Oh, my God.
You take them both.
Yes, and there you have Mindy Cohen and Kim Fields. It was kind of nice. It was like one of those things where you see the Instagram photos, and you're like, oh, my 80s heart. I love it.
What? Where was Blair?
She was doing her hair.
Where was Joe?
I don't know. No word on them.
Mm. Where was George Clooney?
Good point. Mm. I don't know about that guy. Okay, so Aretha Franklin is gravely ill. Apparently, she's in hospice. She was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in 2010. That's kind of like people are sort of waiting for that to happen, which is kind of weird. Just weird. Hey. WWE legend Jim the Anvil Neidhart? Is that it? You're a WWE Worldwide Wrestling person, right?
Not really.
No?
Back in the day, back when it was like Hulk Hogan and Junkyard Dog, but he was part of the Hart Foundation.
Yes, and he died after falling and hitting his head yesterday, and he was only 63 years old.
Wow.
All right, that's the bad news. The good news is, and I'm very excited about this, because Robin Wright, who is 54 years old, I think, 50, she married a much younger man this past weekend in France at some little commune down in the south of France, and it was bohemian and cool and chic. She's been married 3 times, most notably to Sean Penn. He's a grump. I hope that this guy's better. He's young.
How young?
I cannot pronounce his name. It's like Clément Jadot or... I
good thing you didn't officiate the ceremony.
No, thank God. But he's much.
You, Verve Clicquot.
Yes, exactly. Louboutin. Oh, but anyway, yeah, they got married, and he's much younger, and I hope this starts a trend because.
How much younger?
I think he's like maybe in his 30s. And that to me is awesome and something to celebrate.
But when a guy does it, you're all up in arms.
Yes,
just
I am.
Just turn about his fair play?
Yes.
Okay.
105.7 WROR, The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
All right, it's time for everybody's favorite game show. It just sounds more fun if we say that, don't you
think?
Yeah,
I think it does.
I don't
does
know if anyone actually likes this, but I think Barbara does.
They all do.
They all do, I know. Let's meet Barbara. All right, Barbara. Barbara DuPont from Pembroke. You are up, and you're going to try to win $1,000 from Century Bank right here. Are you ready, Barbara?
I sure am.
All right. And you work over at Boston Medical Center?
Yes, I do.
Excellent.
Oh, nice.
Have you been paying attention? You know some current events? You have a good wealth of knowledge to draw from, you think?
Well, I hope so.
Okay. All right. So here's what's going to happen, Barbara, and everyone playing along in the home version. LBF has 10 questions.
Yes, I do.
She's going to ask you those 10 questions in 1 minute. Okay? If you don't know one, you can say pass. We'll go back if we have time remaining, but you need all 10 answers correct within the 1 minute to win the $1,000 from Century Bank. Okay?
Okay.
Everybody got it? Everybody ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go, Barbara, in 3, 2, 1.
Traditionally, how many points is a strike worth in a game of bowling?
10.
What is the 10th month of the year?
October.
Gwyneth Paltrow has a daughter named after what fruit?
Pass.
How many minutes are there in 3 hours?
180.
Spell the word conquer as in divide and conquer.
C-O-N-Q-U-E-R.
Who was Ben Affleck married to?
Jim Garner.
What is the first name of the fashion designer Armani?
Pass.
What country has won the most Winter Olympic medals?
United States.
How many points is the letter Q worth in the game of Scrabble?
10.
Who was the only U.S. president to be born on the 4th of July?
Oh. Pass.
Gwyneth Paltrow has a daughter named after what fruit?
Pass. I don't know that.
Okay, and what's the first name of fashion designer Armani?
Oh.
Oh, you.
Oh.
You did really
did
well.
Great.
That
you got
very good.
Six
right.
Six right, and then...
three passes and one wrong.
Right, so Gwyneth Paltrow has a daughter named after what fruit? That would be apple. What is the first name of the fashion designer Armani? Giorgio. Mm. The other one you passed on, who's the only U.S. president to be born on the 4th of July, is Calvin Coolidge. And the one you got wrong, but you were close. The country has won the most Winter Olympic medals. That would be Norway, but the United States...
Oh, they're good in the Winter Olympics.
United States is a close second.
Wow.
Okay.
That was a really good showing.
Impressive run.
Very good, but don't worry. You may not have won $1,000 of Century Bank's money, but we do have a great consolation prize, a family four-pack of passes to the Marshfield Fair running August 17th through the 26th. Visit marshfieldfair.org for a calendar of events and to purchase tickets now. Great job, Barbara. Thank you for playing. Thank you for listening.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right, have a great time at the Marshfield Fair. Anybody else, if you think you have what it takes to play, enter to be a contestant now at WROR.com, and you could win $1,000 thanks to our friends at Century Bank. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye-bye. Barbara. Okay. Coming up, what are we going to talk about?
Well, I have this great story about that's actually made me interested in NASCAR.
Oh, we're gonna this is amazing. All
it's
right.
It's like there's nothing about NASCAR that excites me except this story.
You will not believe what happened.
It's
got
stuff.
Greg Biffle and some strange things going on. All right.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's the Lauren and Wally Show. Brian Bell here. Lauren Beckham Falcone right over there. Hank and Lauren are off this week. And I finally found something that made LBF interested in NASCAR. Because I like NASCAR. I do a little NASCAR podcast, Wicked Fast Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
100th episode coming up this week. But if you're not into NASCAR, this story will still interest you. This involves a NASCAR driver, Greg Biffle.
This is my favorite story of the week.
He's been separated since March of 2015 from his wife. And his wife, just recently, they were in court, and she sued him. She and her mother sued Greg Biffle for secretly videotaping them in their bedroom.
And bathroom
at their giant estate on Lake Norman.
In South Carolina,
North Carolina.
This is so great.
So the jury came back. She was looking to get $9 million this lawsuit.
She says she was videotaped for 3 years.
Yeah, a couple of years.
And she didn't know about it.
Yes. Now, Greg Biffle claimed they knew about it and they put the cameras in because they thought the maids were stealing from them.
That seemed weird to me that they would put in hidden cameras instead of just maybe letting the maids go. But whatever, rich people, that you know.
You want to catch them in the act.
Yeah, I guess so. So
the jury came back, and some of the things that came out in the case were very interesting. Greg Biffle still denies doing anything inappropriate, but he was found to be an unlawful invasion of privacy.
Okay.
And they found in her favor.
Okay.
Not $9 million.
How much?
$1.
Oh, yeah. See, like, this is like a situation where they're two probably awful people, and they got married, and they realized, well, we're really awful people, but we want to go make other people's lives miserable, so let's get a divorce.
He's a very nice guy.
Is he?
I've talked to him, and he's a nice guy. But you know what he found out? He didn't catch the maids, but you know what he did catch?
What did he catch?
His wife and the tennis pro.
That's fantastic. I wonder what she caught.
He is. No comment. Just too easy.
Listen.
But he is actually suing the tennis guy for breaking up his marriage.
Well, she says, I read, that they both had affairs.
It's a crazy story.
And that he set these cameras up specifically to catch her in the act of having the affair with the tennis instructor.
Well, that worked.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's sad, really, when a marriage breaks up. But it's awesome when it's this scandalous. I mean, my God. And apparently he uploaded some of the images to his work server and has shared it with a friend.
Oh, now see, now that I didn't get that email.
Well, you would do that, wouldn't you? Be like, look what I found.
Check this out.
Anyway, well, now I'm officially interested in NASCAR, so it's a Christmas miracle in August.
All right. Wow.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's LBF. It's Brian Bell.
Hi.
Lauren and Hank are on vacation. And I love this story so much because it involves a coup by lambs and goats.
What happened?
So, apparently in New Jersey, more than 75 sheep and goats decided that the butcher's block was not where they wanted to be. They busted out of a New Jersey livestock auction pen, and they escaped. And apparently, 20 of them are still missing. But it's one of those flea, the sort of death trap moment that I love.
Wow, it's like animals. Ferdinand, the bull movie.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I take my kid to inappropriate movies, children's movies.
Yeah.
But anyway, they bolted through an unlocked gate. And so it's like one of those things where you're just like super psyched that that happened.
All right. Well, I saw this and it's not the first time that this has happened down there. It's down at the this Hackettstown Livestock Auction. And last year, a goat escaped and they never caught him.
No.
And he shows up every once in a while, and people in town started calling him Fred.
Okay.
Fred the goat.
Fred the goat.
And every once in a while, Fred the goat will show up. Now, here's what's strange. Fred was spotted just a few days before the big escape, headbutting the gate at the livestock auction.
Oh,
and one of the cops actually said, geez, Fred might have actually opened the gate and let out these 75 goats and...
That makes the story.
Isn't that amazing?
Even better. It's amazing. That is so cool. I wish there were more Freds of the world.
He's like some sort of goat Robin Hood.
Oh my God. I wonder, they're not going to look for the 20 others. They're just like, whatever.
They'll show up. Yeah. If they're a nuisance or whatever, you know.
Okay.
If anything else, they'll just walk around and trim the lawns around town.
Yeah. Get rid of the poison ivy.
Exactly.
They should unionize and shut that plant down.
Oh my God.
Just a suggestion.
Okay. Well, there you go. A happy story for.
And it's a really happy
some
story.
Some of them. The 50 they caught, they're.
Yeah, they're dead.
Dinner. All right. Thanks.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.